make a note. Without awareness, we just flow heedlessly the word and entangle ourselves, resulting in suffering. Then you listen to what I reply and further share. That one is very good.
Brother Teo replied, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
You sadhu. Ayo. I also sadhu. You also don't want to sadhu. Ayo. I say, very good. I better read this part. In fact, what Sui share is very true. Nothing happened by chance. Always remember that. Yeah. Like what the Buddha say, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So for Chiu Po Lian's case, if you all can reflect and contemplate in that manner, then you will understand. Just like what I told Chiu Po Lian. After what happened, she felt very bad. Understand not? Because of what she did. The statue is very small and light. She wanted to make the garden smaller by circling the loop twice. While doing so, she accidentally broke the Tisang Wang Pusa hand and held Tisang Wang Pusa's that Guai Zhang staff. You look at that one. The long one, red one. But the one in my house, very small. I think Alicia bought from China. Then I told her, don't worry, just let things be. I said, on hindsight, luckily it was just a statue. True or not? If it's a real bodhisattva, Tizang Wang take manifestation, kao lat lo, I tell you. Understand? If she really broke the hand of the real manifestation of Tizang Wang Pusa, then that would have been really, really serious karma. So, ike patong ni, understand na? Don't worry. Chiu Lian. I told her, you have to learn from all this, as there are causes and conditions for you to learn the Dhamma behind the arising. That's why I said, life is your greatest teacher. And the sharing by Sui just now, based on what she had gone through and understood, is good. Because she also saw how she cut her hand. Understand? No way you want to know. But it just happened like that. As you cultivate the Dhamma, you will develop mindfulness, wisdom, and understanding, which will enable you to see the sign clearly. You will know all these are habitual tendencies manifesting. You understand that the mundane mind is always creating such habitual conditioned thinking or thought. Conditioned thought through the thinking. She said she is not mindful. That is what Chiu Po Lian said. That is beside the point, I told her. The big picture behind for you to learn and develop the understanding is more important. When you are mindful, you will come to understand how the mundane mind through habitual tendency stir the mind to trigger off the karmic conditioning. Now you understand. Well, when the karmic conditioning comes, you cannot avoid it. It will make you think like that or not. It will make you do those things or not. Then what happened? These are karmic conditioning that are supposed to happen, and it happened for a reason. That is why I make use of this condition to share. Luckily that day, I make it as a condition to share, but I saw how it can help people. I said, Kayamita has reached the point of cultivation where you all need to know all this already. Your karma is like that. The karmic condition is usually very strong and very powerful. Pure, you all didn't witness all this and go through the extensive karma. You cannot see. But my nature can see. This is what I keep on telling Suya, Karmita, the karmic conditioning and the karmic conditioning, you cannot avoid it unless you have wisdom, mindfulness, yoniso manasika. Otherwise, they come. They really, really come on. So the karmic conditioning is usually very strong and very powerful, as if you cannot avoid it. Just like what Sui came to know. That one is the hand kena cut by the glass and all things. Then she start to see a lot of things that happen. There must be causes and conditions behind it. Otherwise, impossible one. Like she go mountain climbing, after that the mountain got earthquake. How to explain? Yeah, if not a good parami, she would have been there during that incident, isn't it? So for the things to happen, the causes and conditions have to be there, and the situation has to be like that. Just like what the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Now you understand. It's only whether you can see it or not. You understand? You don't have sati, you don't have that nature, you don't have that cultivation wisdom, you cannot see on. But people who has that nature, they can see, they can understand. If you cannot see, you are trapped in the karmic process. True or not? Because you don't have the sati, awareness and the understanding. Luckily, it's just a statue. When she does that habitual thing, she cannot be practicing mindfulness. You understand? Huh? At that time, you tend to make mistakes. So what happened is, it will trigger off what happened. If you develop the understanding, then in future, when you are going through your daily life, especially when you are driving, don't listen to your conditioned thinking, which is the thought, understand or not? Because during that split second, when your attention is not on the road, what happened? Accident can happen. So learn from it. Karmic conditioning is like that. So don't be a hero, understand or not? Sometimes phone call come while you're driving, you also want to listen. Then sometimes your thought will tell you to do something. Or that is the karmic conditioning. That's why a lot of the things that happen, why is it karma? Like the Indian national came here for 20 days on the 19th, of all places, he go there, and of all time, the speed of walking, exactly that point, pew, the thing go down, the sinkhole. So all this is not by accident. There are causes and conditions behind. So understand all this, then develop the understanding to help yourself develop whatever mindfulness to help you overcome all this. Even now, you may think that you don't have the understanding, but never mind, learn from it. Understand? Everything about Dhamma is you learn. Understand? Learn means what? Develop the cultivation, then you learn. Understand? Like I said, who never make mistake? Everybody make mistake. Understand? Learn from mistake. Because they are your greatest teacher. Then just now in the kitchen, I also told them what? All these people who are like not so nice to you, they are your greatest teacher. Xuanhua always say, these are your good knowing advisor. They test you, understand or not? Without them, your life is so smooth sailing, understand or not? But when you have somebody not so friendly, then make life difficult. That is the test. If you can survive, that is good. If you cannot survive, means you are easily afflicted. You know? Do you realize? You are so vulnerable. You know? People press any button, say anything, make monkey face, you finish it. Understand? Huh? You understand? Huh? And this is the reality. Huh? So hopefully, with this, you all can develop the understanding.